and gentlemen, welcome to the Pods of the 1985 Pokemon Gym Spectacular!
Woo!
Woo woo!
Yay!
Dalton, how many scoops I got?
Two.
Whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop.
The clear answer.
Whoopers.
And tonight's episode of Podzilla 1985 here on Tanner Thursday is brought to you by Butter Noodles.
Butter Noodles?
Butter Noodles. They're not just for college students anymore.
It's the only thing I'll eat.
is that true?
Yeah.
I just found out butter noodles were a thing, so I wanted to talk about them a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite things from school.
I mean, it's just school noodles with butter.
Yeah.
I did not know any of this.
That's what I had whenever grandma had, like, spaghetti dinners, because I didn't like...
Yeah, but you also ate peanut butter on your hot dogs.
Yes, I did. What of it?
Okay. To be fair, Alfredo sauce is effectively just Parmesan, and butter, and garlic, and cream.
Like butter noodles.
Wait a minute. We're glossing over the peanut butter on hot dogs.
No, we've covered it already.
It's a Benton thing.
Yeah. We've done this on the show before. Don't worry. Just go back and listen to the archives. It is the Pokemon Gym Challenge special, spectacular show special. Pokemon Sun and Moon come out tomorrow. So we're doing Pokemon Month here on Podzilla 1985. Of course, brought to you by Gaming Grounds and Cape and Jackson, alive for another month. Come and get all of your games, pre-orders, specials, systems, whatever you need. We got it here.
And we got Black Friday deals starting next week.
All week long. And we're going to post that on Facebook.
Speaking of Black Friday, I went to Villainous Grounds today. They let me know their deals for next week. Friday, 10% off. I think they said everything in the store. So I'm sorry, David and Mary Jo, if that is not the case. But it's definitely 10% off.
Check out their Facebook page.
They'll put it on the Facebook page. And then they're also doing Small Business Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be 15% off everything.
Tell them Podzilla 1985 sent you. They'll give you a smile.
They will.
And with that said, here's what we got. Whose idea was this? Who claims responsibility?
Mine.
No, me and Lindsay had talked about doing it a while back. We thought it was cool. Lindsay originally did send me, she'd been researching and checking these YouTube videos of this gym leader challenge, and we thought it would be a really cool idea to do it for Podzilla.
Where basically we create our own gyms, and there were some things that I didn't know. Like, what's the name of my city? Can I make it up?
We really didn't go in that in-depth.
Nope.
Because aren't the gyms named after the city you're in?
No. I mean, they are
they kind of. It's basically just like, it would be like if this was the Cape Girardeau video game store.
Right.
It's just the, it's the
Okay, so I named the place it's at. Is that enough?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can give it a name.
So here's what we're doing. We created our own gyms, 1 through 8, each from a member of Podzilla 1985, including an old favorite, Hunter Hendricks, took part in this.
Yay.
In fact, Hunter actually got Ghost originally, and I got him switched, so I got Ghost, and he got Fairy.
He wasn't allowed to have Ghost because he'd already created a Ghost gym before this even, like, started.
That's the thing about Hunter Hendricks is every time you come up with something to do, he's already done it. Like when I say, hey, so I was in an eFed once. Oh, yeah, I ran one.
Mm. He's the Simpsons of people.
Hey, I'm doing a podcast. Oh, I got my own radio show. Mm.
When did he do the mm at the end of it? I've never heard that.
No, that was Shannon replying.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
I got Casey'd. You know, how you doing? Anyway, so we created our own gyms. We're here tonight to talk about them. I don't know how in depth everybody else's is. All right, so how long have we had to do this?
A couple months.
I want to say it was like June 5th, 1987 is when we started talking about this.
Back when we were still doing short hand radio or short form. Yeah. What was it called?
Huh?
Serials?
Short term radio? Dance. I don't know.
Ham radio.
Carrier pigeons.
And here with me tonight to read off their gyms and to take part in this is the 5-star man, Asa Gray.
Yes.
Who we did a great PWU last night, by the way. Had a lot of fun doing that one.
Was it fun?
I had fun up until you went nuts, and then I was scared. Go back and listen to that one, kids.
Or don't.
Ask your parents.
Listen to the first 5 minutes so we get the listen credit, but you don't need to hear all of it.
Dalton Anthony down there next to him.
I was on that show, too.
You were. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot of fun. Jess Gimble at the end of the table.
Yo.
Jesse, we haven't done anything lately. But what we need to do is we need to play the Nexus Challenge because I need those heroes.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to need to do that as well. Okay. And also an Overwatch game.
Is that Heroes of the Storm?
Yes.
Okay, because some people at work were talking about that.
Because you get
day.
The Genji, the Oni Genji skin. Yes. And if you play 30 matches, you get 5 heroes, of which I only have one, Kerrigan. And they have the one I want the most on there, which is Greymane. From World of Warcraft. Yeah.
I did buy Greymane because he was awesome like a long time ago. When you and I spent like a day getting back into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you can play against AI.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, to get for the Nexus Challenge.
Goodness.
So we can literally, me, you, Jesse, and Steven can all team up and just stomp the computer 30 times in a row and have fun.
You say stomp the computer.
No, Jesse.
I have lost to the computer.
Jesse and I can stomp the computer. Don't you worry.
Just let them get their groove going.
I was
again.
With you guys.
Did we lose to a computer with you?
Yeah.
First time we had played in months, though.
This was me on my laptop, so I didn't really know what was going on.
And it was me on my laptop with a terrible internet connection because I was at Allie's, and I was doing Skype on my phone. Which
to
was
talk
really,
to us, yeah, that was because he couldn't do. Yeah. You know, so there was all sorts of problems with that. If Shannon's on an actual computer, and you're on an actual computer, and then Shannon and I just play some like super cheesy comp like Tank Girl and Sylvanas.
Oh, yeah, we could just stomp through them. Like, we're not even going to play it to have fun. We're just going to play to win.
Over and over again.
Over and over again, 30 times in a row.
Feed me more.
And next to all of us, they're in our own little corner, Lindsay Wolfgang.
I mean, it's not really a corner. It's just kind of my half of the table.
She does look like she is just
boxed
the leader.
In.
Yeah. No,
she's
like,
lording over us. Yeah.
I am the Poke Queen. So. Her,
I gave Lindsay my computer. That computer's dead now. So if you want to share in this the sadness, go to my Facebook, like my status. One like is one prayer, one share is 69 prayers. And we appreciate that, guys. For everyone that's liked those already, I appreciate it. And the computer would appreciate it if it had a soul. And if it was still alive, which it's not.
I have officially not been on Facebook for 3 days.
How do you survive? Don't you want to know what people think of Trump winning?
No. I do worry if my Etsy page has had any traffic or not.
Which, by the way, just real quick before we get into this, I want to send a special thanks to the Comic-Con event that they had at River Campus at SEMO. Over the weekend, Lindsay and I were there.
It was a lot of fun.
It was. She had a booth. She sold a lot of stuff. She did a great job, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great event. We had so much fun. I want to thank everyone that was there. The vendors were really cool. It was just a great time. So Ken Murphy was there. I don't even think Ken Murphy had anything to do with it, but he was still there shaking hands with everybody and networking.
Regular Comic-Con.
Yeah. Amanda
this
Rhodes.
Cape Comic-Con.
Yeah, I think Amanda Rhodes was in charge of this one because she was the one running around asking us stuff and like getting stuff put together. I know her and Ken are tight, and that's probably why Ken was there.
Because she helps out with Cape Comic-Con all
right.
the time.
Yeah, every time they message us about doing something, it's always Amanda.
Yeah.
Ken is still the coolest guy in the world. Came out of his way to hug me. He hugs me every time, which is awkward, but it's nice, and I appreciate it. So, all right, with that said, and with those thank yous, let's get into this. Kids, strap yourselves in. It's going to be an hour of laughter,
confusion,
bafflement.
After we get done booing Dalton.
Maybe a little eroticism. Aww. We're going to see what happens. Who is the first Jim on this road?
So if you
first
just want,
is worst.
First is worst.
So if you just want to like skip the next 3 minutes, you'll be good.
3 minutes? Are we on a 3 minute time schedule?
No, I'm on a 3 minute time schedule.
He's the first
Dalton
Jim.
Put almost
Did
no
say
work
three
into
minutes?
This.
Uh oh. No, one of them is dead now.
Two large Samoans are about to come and just have
one
some
and a
fun.
Half minutes.
I'm so lost.
R.I.P. Sumanga.
You manga. Todd so, Jerry.
God.
Nope.
Move past it. Yep. Move past it.
Can't help it. It's an accent. So we had to think of like a theme for the gym, and I had poison type, which is just the best gym to pick. So what I'm doing is I've become a gym leader. I'm a wealthy doctor, so I've decided I'm now going to raise Pokemon, and also this will be a good place to fund my research.
Just real quick, is Dalton the only person that made himself the gym leader?
Yes.
I'm my gym leader.
Oh, I was the gym leader.
Yeah, I'm the gym leader.
That's the point, is technically you were supposed to be the gym leader, but you have an exception. It's fine. It's fine.
I've messed this up.
No, your gym is still fine.
You
it's
got,
fine.
You got time to rework it?
All right, you talk, I'll type.
In the background, just like click, 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 click.
But so I'm using the gym as a front to research medicines. So all of my Pokemon have poisons in them. And that's the theme. So like all of the grunts are lab techs. And they all have like glooms and parasects that are between like 7 and 8 level.
Good choice. And then, I love me some parasect.
And wait a minute. No, not parasect. That's Paris. Because Parasect
I was
going to
say, I was like, how are you getting such high, like, they're evolved that too early?
Science.
So Oddish is in Paris. Yeah, Oddish and Paris. Sorry, I was getting those flipped.
That's okay.
And then whenever you get to me, so it's basically just a straight up, it's the first gym you'll see. So you just easily breeze through them. Whenever you get to me,
Dalton knows this place.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, whenever they said gym one, I was like, of course it's me. Because of course it is. But so you get to me, I'm Dr. Dalton. That's my name.
Dr. Dalton.
I'm assuming
Double
I'm wearing
D.
I'm assuming I'm wearing like like the same glasses I always wear, and then like jeans, a lab coat, and then no shirt. Because I gave myself the name, but I'm ripped.
Why are you copying the new professor?
Because I want to just not wear a shirt. Anyway, so, right. And again, like all of my
Dr. Dalton's the doctor that parents don't send their kids to.
No, they send them to him once.
Dalton, do parents send their kids to you?
Yeah, no. But yeah, so you beat my Pokemon, which will be a level 9 Bellsprout, and I don't like that phone thing.
No, it's fine.
Don't worry,
it's just
nothing to do with you.
Okay, so a level 9 Bellsprout, and then a level 12 Bulbasaur, and all of the Pokemon know Poison Powder, since that would make a lot of sense for me to research on. I'd be able to like get it and break it down, and then whenever And then whenever you beat me, it's the beaker badge. Since I'm doing testing, it's just shaped like a little beaker.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't come up with a name for the town or like a lot of in-depth story. I had one and then I really felt bad about it because you guys made fun of me.
Aww.
Yeah. So I went very
basic.
And
Cody wasn't even here.
I know, right?
Just be better.
I know. I tried. So that's why mine's super basic and. And
you know what? It's the first gym. It's the beginning of the journey.
I mean, I always remember the first gym's always being like, you literally walk through the door and it's just a guy that's like, you're here for the badge. It's in the back.
Not if it's yellow. Not if it's yellow.
Take it on your way out.
Yeah, no.
If it's yellow.
Brock is rough and yellow.
All right, so Dalton had the poison gym, and you get the beaker badge.
The beaker badge.
And it goes, beep, 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 beep.
Not that beaker.
Oh, sorry. All right, so that is the first stop on the on this game. What is our game called, by the way? Pokemon?
Pokezilla? I think we literally made that the Pokemon chat.
Pokemon 85?
Pokemon 85.
Pokemon 85.
This takes place in 1985.
It's a prequel story.
Ignore the fact that all the Pokemon are like newer.
It's before the Great War.
Yeah. All right. Who's second on our list?
Number Tanner. 2, I think, was Tanner.
Okay. So here's the thing. So I walk in the door and I think it was Asa or Dalton asked me.
I did.
It was Asa. He said, did Tanner send you his gym? No. And then everyone started laughing because apparently Tanner didn't send it to anybody. Now here's the thing. When Tanner sends it to us, we will tell it. We'll probably tell it on next episode's Thursday because he probably forgot. He's gone through some things lately.
I asked today in the group chat and I asked on Sunday in the group chat and I know that Tanner saw both of them. And Tanner did give me the 2 Pokemon for his gym.
Oh, good.
It's Skarmory and then Steelix.
Because what did he have? He had Steel?
He had Steel type.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he had Steel type. The thing is, since we don't have Tanner's gym, apparently we've created our own gym for him, which I'm going to now step away.
We're going to let Jesse tackle this one.
So I don't get in trouble for it.
So we don't get tackled.
Jesse? Or, I'm sorry, Tanu?
All right. Oh, my God. Please stop.
No.
Chromebook.
It's not Siri.
Chromebook. All
right. Anyway, we had a few different ideas for Tanner's gym since these were kind of funny ones that are a little mean. But since he didn't actually give me anything, and he's had months to prepare, a few of the things we thought of. His gym is going to be in the shape of a large bucket.
I again want to point out to Tanner that Jesse Kimball's ideas in no way represent the ideas of other Podzilla 1985 members.
Yes, they do.
Except for Dalton Ace.
It's like the chum bucket from SpongeBob.
Uh-huh.
But there's I can't decide if I want the hand on top. I don't think I want the hand. I just want a giant bucket.
You walk in and it's like it's shaped at a and you kind of going down in circles around and fight. It's like you're going deeper into the bucket. And the deeper you go into the bucket, the deeper you get into Tanner's mind.
It's all like underground.
No, yeah. You're not allowed to do that because that's my gym.
Okay, well, never mind. It's a bucket.
So instead
but
of like
goes
the
nowhere.
Hand, you can have like an animatronic raccoon kicking his head on top of it. You're like, hey, Poke Trainer. Like,
it'd be a centret.
And then I imagine Tanner somewhere at the bottom and you walk in, he goes, I knew you'd come.
All right, so you.
And the trainers are named Huckleberry and
what are the other mountain
men? I don't remember.
He's got hikers and backpackers.
Yeah, one called like Big Lee or something. I don't know. That's something else.
They all have Magnemites because why not?
Do they have Zigzagoons?
No,
just a bunch of them.
It's got to be Steel type.
Well,
as part of the joke, I mean,
as part of the joke, yeah, that would be great.
So when you get to the bottom of the bucket. when you get to the bottom of the bucket, it's Tanner, and he's sitting in a room filled with Zing.
We have to go upstairs. He's at the top of the bucket, near a pool,
with Zigzagoons everywhere. And when you come,
he's got a pet Zigzagoon.
You interrupt him.
But he's a steel trainer.
It's sitting on his shoulder.
Yeah. It's feeding him chocolate chip cookies.
What?
I don't understand that. Okay, so you go up to the top level. That's where Tanner's at. There's a jacuzzi nearby at the top of his bucket so he can bathe in it. And
at least it's a jacuzzi, Tanner.
It's real nice, buddy. It's
made
real
out
nice.
Of steel.
It's
looks the like nice a bucket.
He stopped listening minutes ago.
He did. I'm so sorry, Tanner, if you're still listening. This is all in fun, buddy. I love you. Mm-hmm. all right, so yeah, Tanner's got a Zigzagoon pet. But he doesn't use it for battle. It's his friend. It's like Pikachu.
Yeah.
But it's a Zigzagoon.
Right.
So it's like a level 150 Zigzagoon.
He's untouchable. Like,
I could win every battle with it, but I'm just not going to. He's just going to sit this one out.
He got bored.
The cap is at 100.
Not for Tanner.
Not for Tanner.
No. Okay.
Ash's Pikachu is like 130 at this point.
He fed him old hillbilly recipe.
He just doesn't want to fight
him. Made him stronger.
Fair hillbilly enough. Candy.
I could beat everybody.
Hillbilly candy. It's deep fried.
All right, so.
Covered in butter noodles.
So if you beat Tanner. You were awarded the Steptoe badge.
It's basically the thimble from Monopoly. It's just a little bucket.
It's
the Steptoe badge. You can use it to get to freedom.
HM Freedom.
And Dalton's dying now.
That's not a move.
It is now. It's escape rope. It's a new version of escape rope.
He gives you an escape rope.
He gives you an HM that's basically the same as escape
so
rope
teleport.
Called Freedom. So you step-toe can to step freedom. Toe to freedom.
You have to grab the Zigzagoon by the hands and dance with it, and then you teleport wherever you want to go.
Oh, his Z moves are so lame because it's not for the Pokemon. He's just dancing with the raccoon.
He discovers one by accident. It's not the move, it's the dance itself that triggers it. So like those little kids like playing with their Littons are just like going crazy and all of a sudden just like a wrestling ring appears from nowhere. Like, what is happening?
All right, well, if Tanner hasn't quit the show yet, there it is.
So like, is his battle music banjo? Oh no.
Not Deliverance, my God!
I'm sorry, I don't know any of the good banjo standards.
Nintendo can't get the rights to that.
They could have been some more classics.
I don't know what Tanner's battle music would be. Like, I have a feeling it would be something like old school rock and roll, though.
Freebird.
Yeah, it would be, like you walk in, it just goes, wee!
But Tanner, it could have been worse. We could have said that you had no shirt and wearing overalls.
With the Confederate flag draped around his shoulder.
No.
You described Billy Hill.
The Zigzagoon has one.
But no, like,
he has a Marichu.
Yeah, Tanner, it could have been worse. They could have told me ahead of time you didn't send it in, and then I could have planned one out. That would have been worse.
All right.
Let's move on.
All right, I think gym number three, if I remember correctly, was Hunter, right, Lindsay?
Fairy, yeah.
Yeah, it was Hunter with Fairy type. And Hunter did send me via Facebook Messenger his gym earlier, which I actually really like Hunter's gym because, of course, I would because Hunter put thought and effort into it. His gym is the Rose City Radio.
Oh, I like the name.
Leader is Hunter the Vehement Voice. And
okay,
I'm
now changing mind to actually have my name as the damn gym leader. I didn't know.
And his team is level 22 Togetic. A level 23 Carbink, and a level 24 Mawile. The trainers are Gentleman Kent, who has a level 18 Swirlix, and a level 20 Slurpuff. Rocker Kirby.
God damn it.
Has a level 19 Snubbull. A level 19 Jigglypuff and a level 19 Mr. Mime.
See, I can see him with a Floetta.
Is the Mr. Mime? Is the Mr. Mime face painted?
If it's not, it needs to be. And then Janitor Dean has a level 22 Klefki. He gives the TM Dazzling Gleam, and his
awesome
badge
move.
Is the Decibel Badge, and it looks like a pair of headphones over a microphone. It's kind of cool. And then the theme gimmick, it's a radio station, and he says, because he's super original, The puzzle is a stoplight style Mother May I game in which you can only move through each floor when the on-air lights above the studios are off. If you move when they're on, the trainer rushes out and forces you into battle.
I like it.
I do too. That was really good. Good job, Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not supposed to make noise when you're recording.
Exactly. And especially the last trainer is a particular inside joke to the radio crew. And if anybody bothers reading through him and Cody's chat in the group chat, you might get a little more information about it.
I'm assuming there's some obsession with keys.
It's just the guy, Dean, he has a bad habit of not paying attention to when the talent is recording or on air.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, what are we, gym number four is...
That's me.
Asa.
So I had ice type, which I was super excited about because that's one of my three favorite types. I'm not going to go through all of them because that would just be ridiculous.
No,
but
please do.
No. Because I made, because I did the whole headcanon of the gym. The gym leader has different teams based on how many badges you already have.
Well, then since you're in fourth place on our thing, do your if it's the
oh yeah. So that's what that's just what I was gonna do. But I went ahead and just did all of them.
Asa went awesome and went anime route. So like you just kind of show up when you want, and he made teams for each.
Yeah,
level.
So instead of it, you know, because, like, the games are all very linear, so you have to go in that specific order, but I did the anime where it's like...
Where Ash just goes, oh, this town's next, let's go here!
Yeah. So I have a level 29 Cloyster, a level 29 Cryogonal, a level 25 Sneasel,
yay,
and a level 29 Piloswine. Throw my tank out at him. But Cloyster is definitely, it's my all-time favorite.
Because Cloyster is awesome.
So I didn't think to even, like, I'm kind of mad at myself. Because I didn't think of a town, I didn't think to do a town name.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
But my, but the way my gym is kind of weird, and I don't know if I'm really allowed to do this, but this
you're
is
allowed
what's
to
happening.
Do whatever you want to do.
You're the gym leader.
Well, I couldn't have a legendary as one. Except for
that's
the
different.
There's a lot of cants in Shannon's life.
That's different.
But so, the majority of my town, I have the northernmost part of the map. And so the majority of my town and, is at the foot of a mountain, of a big mountain. My gym is actually built into the side of the mountain. So there's not it's not really a building as much as you just kind of enter a cavern. The mountain itself is a ice Pokemon sanctuary.
Yay!
So it's not an actual... It's not like Safari Zone. So there's no capturing or battling or anything. It's
just
strictly...
random encounters or...
Not even
just,
that. Like, you okay. don't... Like,
you're prohibited from catching.
Right. There's no battling at all. It's strictly just a... it's a preservation.
Okay.
It's a preserve. So, so my gym is... It's located there. My junior trainers are all wardens. So they're just kind of there to keep out poachers and things like that.
Don't do that.
And they're also like keepers and wardens, I guess would be the two. The way that I have it in the game, the story wise, when your trainer actually gets to the gym, you can't go in and two of the wardens are stopping you. It's like, oh, he's gone. He's actually he's at the top of the mountain because Team Rocket's here and he's,
you're busy.
Like, he's having to deal with Team Rocket. So, but he can use all the help he can get. So your trainer has to then go up and battle Team Rocket.
Nice.
Meet up with me. I'll be like, hey, I appreciate your help. Meet me downstairs, meet me at the foot in the gym and we'll.
You pull an Alder.
Yeah. So. Langan I don't necessarily
Alder?
Have a.
No.
It's a Simpsons joke. I'm so sorry.
My,
I'm so sorry.
The gym itself doesn't necessarily have like a gimmick to it because I kind of wrapped it up in the whole mountain thing. But it's kind of like the Park Center. So it's got like history of ice Pokemon and like different types and exhibits and stuff.
That's really cool.
I have and then there's the room is in the back that you would battle in. So you can check all that stuff out. I made up my own TM to give. I know all the TMs are like all the numbers are taken by now, so I didn't even bother with that.
It's just a special one.
But it's called Snowblind. Driving wind picks up in the room. It slows the Pokemon for 3 turns, and then at the end of the 3rd term, it freezes them.
Oh my!
Basically,
it like lowers their speed, and then eventually
speed is lowered. Speed is lowered. Speed is lowered.
And then frozen. That's awesome.
You didn't tell me I could make up my own.
I wasn't thinking of it. You've got time.
I thought that was part of it because with every gym you get a TM.
Well, I just went through existing TMs.
I just found the TM. Yeah, which is fine. Oh. No, I envy you because that's a good idea.
No, it is.
Oh,
we don't frown on creativity.
No, yeah. Unless you want to be creative and put a legendary.
Okay, do you want to put your legendary in?
No, I'm fine.
I mean, gym leaders are allowed to break the rules.
It's great.
I'm fine. Because
that one legendary is a cover one.
He's a big one.
Actually, I figured out. So it's it would be Servitor City. And then it's Mount Himes. I don't speak Latin.
Servitor City. Where'd you get that from?
It is.
That sounds familiar.
I use the phrase name pending, and then it's Latin for pending. Because I was like, I can't think of a name. This is like, ooh.
I was really waiting.
I still don't have a name, and I'm not going to think of one.
So. And then Himes is Latin for winter. So
that's a good. Cool. That's a good one. I like that one.
And then you get the Avalanche badge, which it's basically an outline of a cloister in the center. With a snowflake behind it.
Huh. I like that.
I was happy with
it. I'm happy with it too. That's, if some of us put some good thought in ours.
Tanner.
The rest of that visual gag for the audio podcast was the deep, boring stare into Dalton.
And then,
I see the disappointment on your face. I liked your gym. It's completely understandable.
And the way that I wanted to do the mountain is like, so it's like, you know, when you're going through like cities and the trainers have their Pokemon out and you can like talk to them and they do their little sprite. Like you could, there would be wild Pokemon just on the path on your way back
you'll
down.
You'll see them. You just can't.
Yeah. So you can like talk to them and you can interact with them.
You can hear them make their little cries.
Yeah.
Which in the anime is a voice and in the game is.
Except for Pikachu. He gets to have as many voice lines as he wants. Spoiled little brat.
Diva.
Diva.
Prima donna. Prima donna. You got that reference,
yes.
Lindsay?
Yes. Right. You went to Phantom Mode.
So who is five?
Man.
Phantom Mode. I like that term.
Because that's what I think that's.
Can I make that my TM? Phantom Mode.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Don't stop looking sad.
Mandy was number five. She was fired.
Mandy's very disgruntled.
Mandy was upset whenever we decided to change the date for the Pokemon show. She was on, of course, Sunday's show when we were originally going to do it. She came fully prepared. She had her gym leader jersey on.
Aww.
She had all of her notes written out. She was ready to go. And then she found out that we had rescheduled it to Thursday.
I like to think that she found out literally moments before the show started recording.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
like during
accurate.
The sound test.
Cause we were going over what we were going to talk about, and I was like, by the way, cause I didn't text you earlier, cause I mean, it wasn't going to impact whether or not she was going to be on the show, so I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Mandy growl.
right.
The Steelers didn't have a great game.
They did not. Yeah, it was just
it was a rough morning.
It was a rough evening for Mandy. But she did go ahead and send me, and this is all via text. She sent me her gym, and because her phone and my phone have been a little weird with, media messages lately. It's not in exact order. So I'm going to try my best. And I'm really sorry, Mandy. I'm going to work through it. I'm just going to move through it.
Work through the pain.
All right. So her gym itself, it has, basically like a, what looks like a comet or a shooting star on the top of it. Basically like fiery rock. There's not color here, so I assume that's what it is. I meant to ask her and forgot. And then, like, it just has gym surrounded by kind of like that same, like, shooting star kind of fire thing on the front of it. And, to the right side of the gym is, just like two Vulpixes, like two Vulpix faces, kind of like cuddled up a little bit. Because Vulpix is her favorite Pokemon. The trainers that you will fight, in round one, it will be, all of her trainers kind of have the gimmick of they're people that you would find in a gym, like an actual like workout gym,
battle girls, athletes,
stuff like that.
The muscle men.
Yeah. So the first one, and she, all of them have like those Pokemon themed workout t-shirts.
Nice.
So the first one you fight, just says feel the burn, and it's Cyndaquil. The second one is
feel the poison. It's Dr. Dalton.
The second one is
shirt.
Working. The second one has the t-shirt, working my puff into tough.
Oh.
And, they have the ponytail.
You should feel bad.
Also, they all have, headbands with a little flame symbol on the top, the symbol of her gym. Round three is, has a Growlithe. It's a girl with pigtails. And, this is work out then pass out on her shirt. All right, then the actual layout of the gym itself, in the first floor, that's where you fight the guy with Cyndaquil. It has a spiral staircase leading up to the fourth floor where she's at. And then once you get to the fourth floor, let's see, she had it typed out here. Give me just a second. In the inside of the gym, she has a spiral staircase, then what it looks like up to, there's lava under the bridge on the ceiling, the lava under the bridge, like in the top floor where she's at. There's a little bridge there. There's lava underneath it. There's, galaxy stuff all over the walls.
That 3DS she has.
Yeah, a lot like that. And, one of her favorite pairs of pants. Also galaxy themed. Anyway. Then, she is in there with a, Wonder Woman Jim Hair Don't Care shirt. So it's like the Wonder Woman logo. And then, like, she just has her Vulpix out chilling with her, kind of, you know, Pikachu style again. And then her lineup is Arcanine, Houndoom, Flareon, Charizard, and Ninetales.
Jeez!
Not surprised.
My only disappointment in that lineup is that there's no just, like, super swole Magmar.
Yeah. Or Magmortar.
She's probably if she's listening to this, she's hearing it like, man.
He's just there. He's just in the background, just curling.
I also like to think he's working out with Machamp, and they're just having like contests to see who's stronger.
Now, does it say her character is in a blanket? Because I know her room has lava in it, but she's still probably kind of cold.
That's just warm enough for Mandy, okay. I'm sure. Lava is just warm enough.
So a light sheet.
Robe.
A robe of some type.
A wrestling robe.
The TM that she gives is Flame Dance.
Is that an actual TM or she make that up?
I think that's an actual TM. Lindsay?
I don't remember, but I'll find out.
Everyone's Googling.
If it's not, we'll make it up here real quick for her, because Flame Dance is a cool one.
Much like Steptoe to Freedom.
She threw in a couple of like other suggestions, like Flame Spin and like some other ones like that, but I like the idea of.
Oh, wait a minute.
There's a
fiery dance.
There's a fiery dance.
Fiery dance. All right, we'll go with that. Fiery
from
dance.
Gen 5.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the signature move of Volcarona?
Of course.
Sure.
It's that simple, kids.
I did not play any of Gen 5, so.
I've not played any gens.
Cloaked in flames, the user dances and flaps its wings. It may also raise the user's special attack stat.
The only gen I ever played was Jennifer Wehrenberg.
Wait a minute.
Tanner just laughed.
Wow. Yeah.
If he's still listening.
So Mandy has the Wonder Woman shirt, Jim Hair Don't Care. It's got a little bit of fire on it. She's wearing her Robin Hood hat because she loves that thing. And then her badge is actually it's that same like shooting star from on top, like or comet, whichever it is, from the front of her gym with a Wonder Woman logo inside of it.
That's
kind of cool.
So Mandy's gym is getting sued.
Uh-huh. what'd she call her badge? Did she give it a name?
Yes. Sorry. It is...
Gym Leader Mandy, we got another email from Disney. Ignore it. Disney doesn't own DC.
She
owns DC. Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, Warner Brothers has it. She may not
if you see
have
the cops,
named
Warner
her badge.
Well, I need her to get that to
That's
me
for
eventually.
You, Kevin.
I like the...
We'll tweak the Wonder Woman so it's not
exactly
get a message. Wonder Woman.
I don't know if that was what she was going for, but it reminds me of like the hot yoga.
A little bit, yeah.
Where it's
could the WW for Wonder Woman be flipped upside down for Mandy May?
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah.
But the same actual like the
same logo. Like the Miz in WWE.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That would actually look really cool.
And then you can flip it either way you want and it could be whatever you want.
And Mandy has just forgiven you. for causing the show to get pushed back to Thursday.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, so that's going to bring us to gym number six.
Six, God, which is me.
We got the Poke Queen. We got 27 minutes left, so this isn't too bad. I'm going to eat up about 20 minutes of that, and I'm so sorry because mine's terrible. Hi.
Putting your stuff down.
My mom always said never put yourself down because there will be plenty of other people out there who will do it for you. But she was wrong. We can do it together.
Unity.
That sounded like a Mitch Hedberg joke.
It kind of did. I realized I said it. What? Bleepy.
Yeah. So I had
it's
ground.
It's fine. Just leave it.
And as you guys were ranting about Tanner's
I'm gonna check it
cave
while she's
going
ranting.
Underground. Mine
no,
actually,
it doesn't go underground. It goes up.
Well, I know. That's because I complained. But no, mine actually is a cavern that goes underground and is spiral.
Makes you feel better. Mine also goes underground.
Kind of very Ariel's Grotto. Nisk, so lots of shelves into the wall, because my theme is the collector.
All right, we're here. We're
good.
Because
it's me, and I collect all my stuff. Will you turn that stupid phone off?
The best part is probably no one actually listening to this heard the phone at all.
I know, so you but just... it's really annoying. I'm sorry.
Like, because you you really just kind of want to stop talking when it rings.
I mean, to be fair, you just blew out everyone's eardrums.
That's fine.
Just normalize it. It'll be fine.
Keep going.
Yes. Anyways, but
they're calling about Pokemon.
My cave is basically a museum of Pokemon goods. So paintings, posters, books, toys, plushies. Basically my living room on a huge grand scale.
You realize in this you're a crazy cat lady now.
Crazy Pokemon lady. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
That's the point.
I mean, honestly, really the way I envision this is just like Lindsay's apartment if she had more space.
Uh-huh.
Massive, I'm pretty sure she has everything level. She's talking about already.
I mean, but more.
Somehow.
And more.
Somehow there
and
would
more.
Be more.
Do you want some more?
And this goes down 7 levels.
That's way deeper than mine.
So your first
So Dante's
level,
Inferno of Pokemon?
Pretty much. And each level is a different generation for the most part. I cheat a little bit though. Because your first level is technically stuff from Alola and Kalos, since they don't have as much. And at the top of the room, you have the door you enter, and it kind of spirals down to the floor, and the walls are just caked with stuff. There's more stuff to look at than you can imagine.
It's like that museum again, but for toys.
Yes.
Like our apartment.
Pretty much. And then at the base, there is another door, and in front of the door are 4 plushies. And you have to choose a plushie to open the door. And if you pick the wrong plushie, a battle starts.
Now, for those of you that don't know, a plushie is a stuffed animal.
Yes.
Everybody knows what a plushie is, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I've met people that, because if you look up plushie, it's not everyone uses that term. Some people just use stuffed animal.
Oh, it's a plushie.
That's what a plushie is.
Yes.
Okay.
And on the first floor, with being Alola and Kalos, the 4 plushies you pick from are Goomy, Rowlet, Froakie, and Mimikyu.
Goomy!
Yes.
Goomy intensifies!
One of them is the correct choice and will open the door. If you pick the wrong one when you beat that trainer, they will give you a hint as to what the correct one is if you weren't lucky enough to
Goomy,
pick it on the
it?
First try. No, it's not Goomy.
It's Mimikyu.
If you pick Goomy, you're going to face an ace trainer that has a Mudsbury and a Mudsdale.
When she said that, I just assumed it was a trainer that worked at Ace Hardware.
How can I help you? Lose.
Yeah.
Asa wins.
You know?
Oh, that's so good.
You just got the funny badge.
But yes, all of my trainers are collectors, ace trainers, rangers, and fans. I think that's all of them. Yeah. But yeah, first floor, there's 3. You have the ace trainer, and then there's also a collector with 2 Diggersby and a collector with a Sandgast. And once you make it to the second floor, what?
Nothing.
You're...
No, I'm not. I just the name Diggersby is just funny to me.
It's Diggersby.
Which one is that?
It's the big old fat bunny that's...
Does he evolve from something?
Bunnelby.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started X and Y and I was like, wait, is that the one the annoying kid has?
Yeah. That's Clement has one. Yep. Okay. So second floor takes you down to the Unova region. And our plushies are Oshawott, Sandile, Emolga, and Snivy.
It's Oshawott. Is it Oshawott?
It's Oshawott.
Yeah. That's a no-brainer.
And we are on to the next floor
yes.
now.
Well, and on those you have a ranger with a Drillbur and a Lindsay can't talk.
Crocodile.
Crocorock.
Also, yes. Did we say your gym type? I don't
ground.
Remember.
Yeah, it's ground.
Okay.
It's ground.
I mean, I know it was ground. I just don't know if the listeners did.
The fans
I said
know.
It, but then okay. I went on a rant about the phone.
You
and
did,
distracted.
Loudly.
I'm sorry. There's a fan that has a 2 Palpitoads and an ace trainer with a Golurk.
Have you not drawn Emperor Palpitoad yet?
Because you have not mentioned it yet. I will add it to the list.
Yep.
I mean, I still need to draw the Machop Man.
The Machop so. Man. He's going to reach his boiling point.
Yep. Okay, level 3 takes us to Sinnoh, where the plushies are Piplup, Luxray, Gibble, and Krogunk.
It's Piplup.
Yes,
it's Another Piplup. Easy one. Come on, throw me a hard one.
And we're on to the next
and
one.
And on there we've got an ace trainer with a Rhyperior, There's a double Pokefan battle where one of them has a Gliser and a Mamoswine, and the other one has a Garchomp and a Torterra. And then a collector that has two Hippodown.
So if you pick the right plush, you don't have to fight anybody,
though? Exactly.
I'm breezing through this gym so far.
If you're good, you don't have to do them.
I'm going well.
If you're bad, then you've got a lot of battles. Okay, level 4 takes us to Hoenn, where the plushies are Flygon, Spheal, Zangoose, and Duskull.
It's Spheal.
Flygon.
Spheal.
It's Spheal.
I know Lindsay Wolfgang.
If there's a water type, it's probably the water type.
Well, especially
but
Spheal.
She loves Flygon so much.
Oh, but not Spheal.
I do love Flygon.
Spheal is her little fatty. She loves him.
Now, if you pick the Zangoose plushie, though, you get a special trainer, which is Ranger Leon, who has a Zangoose. And when he comes up to you, he's like, she won't let me leave.
That's named after me.
Yep.
Because of my love for Zangoose and the fact that she won't let me leave.
And then there's also an Ace Trainer double battle where they have a Vibrava and a Claydol. And a collector that has a Swampert and a Marshtomp. Can't talk.
Marshtomp?
Yes. Thank you.
Marshtomp.
Yes. And then level 5 takes us to Johto. So we have a Wooper, a Sneasel, a Slugma, and a Phanpy.
Wooper.
Yes.
I really do.
I actually could have guessed that one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's a Pokefan with two Domphin, a Collector double battle that has a Gligar and Steelix and Quagsire and Piloswine. And then another special one, Hiker Robert, who has two Domphan, and his is, why am I here?
That's Bob.
Yeah.
Does Bob peek out from behind blinders when he sees you?
I mean,
kind of rock like, what's
you
up?
You pick it, and all of a sudden just a curtain just kind of like slowly opens behind it.
Yep.
He's like the neighbor from Home Improvement. Instead of a picket fence, he has blinders he walks behind.
And then level 6 takes us to Kanto. We have Charizard, Vaporeon, Cubone, and Oddish.
Does anybody else even want to try this one? Because it's very easy.
I mean, you already, yeah.
Cubone. Well,
Vaporeon. Yeah. Yes. The gimmick is they're all water Pokemon that the plushies are, even though I'm a ground gym.
Yes, water. Don't give it away!
Well, they're not going to actually play it anyways.
The game's not coming out for a while, so.
Yeah.
People might forget.
We're hoping to hit that Switch launch date, though.
Yeah.
Unlike Zelda.
We have a collector with two Cubone and a Marowak, a double ranger battle that has a Dugtrio and a Nidoqueen and a Sandslash and a Golem.
Now, Dugtrio or Dugtrio from Alola?
I hadn't decided, to be honest. I kind of want to let them have the Alolan, but then I feel like I'm cheating because this is the Kanto level.
Can we have two that have hair and one that's bald?
Sure.
He's the one no one likes.
They're indecisive.
All three of them have half a hair.
Did you guys see the dorkly bit of like they made their Alola forms?
Yeah.
Yes.
That
it was wonderful.
So no one evolves you either, huh? Nope. They all want Pikachu.
It's
so cute.
My favorite trigger trainer. If you pick Charizard, Ace Trainer Wesley comes out and yells, "Hey, that's mine."
That's her brother.
And when you beat him, he's like, "My crazy sister keeps taking my stuff."
She stole all of it. This gym leader's a klepto.
No. Just stole from her brother.
Yeah.
That doesn't make her less of a klepto.
It's funny because not half of it, but a good chunk of my Kanto stuff is my brother's.
She's a klepto in real life.
No, because it's just a brother.
And he's aware that
you can't steal
it
from family. That's how that works.
Exactly.
And you can use a family member's credit card if they give you the number.
Oh, so much money.
Okay.
He borrowed it, though.
And then finally, you get to me in all of my craziness. And you have a choice when you come up to me. You can either do double battles or single battles.
I'm going to pick doubles.
Exactly. That's the fun part. So as far as my team.
Oh, gosh.
I have a Hippodown that is a level 42 and has the ability Sandstorm. So as soon as it goes out into battle, sand going everywhere. Does damage to everything except for ground, rock, and steel, if I'm remembering correctly.
That sounds correct.
And it knows Earthquake, Crunch, Sunny Day, and Protect. Then I have a level 43 Camerupt that knows Solid Rock, which it makes it so its stats don't lower, is basically what it does. It knows Protect, Flamethrower, Earthquake, and Solar Beam.
You got really in-depth with
this. Yes, I did. Then I have a level 44 Gastrodon, which is the Eastern version, so it's green and blue rather than pink. And it has the ability Storm Drain. So any water attack that comes out will immediately go to it and raise its special attack.
My trailer had that ability.
Except it didn't raise its special attack.
No, it just stopped the water from caving in the roof. And Lindsay's broken.
Oh, and my Gastrodon knows Ice Beam, Water Pulse, Earthquake, and Protect. Then I have a level 45 Gleiser with Hyper Cutter as its ability. And it does not allow its attack to lower. So it has Sky Uppercut, Earthquake, Night Slash, and X Scissor.
I like the name Night Slash. That sounds like a great serial killer.
Or a bad X-Men.
Night Slash.
Or just a serial killer that's trying really hard to be edgy, but that's not the name that's actually in the newspaper. That's what he leaves on every note.
Calls
He's actually called the Masturbating Bandit. No, I'm the Night Slasher!
Wow. Oh my.
The one-hand bandit?
The one-handed bandit!
Can I finish my team?
Go ahead.
I think he's trying to finish.
And I have a level 43 Ductrio normal version, not Alolan. It's not Hansen.
No hair.
It has the ability Arena Trap, which does not let the opposing Pokemon switch out from battle. And it knows Dig, Earthquake, Protect, and Toxic. And then finally, my absolute favorite, my level 45 Flygon with the ability Levitate, so it's not affected by ground-type moves. And it knows Earthquake, Fire Blast, Dragon Claw, and Iron Tail.
Is it Blaster?
Blaster?
Fire Blast.
Okay, just making sure.
Fire Blaster?
Yes.
That's the new one.
With the red
one, yeah.
Yes.
Jeff O'Dell.
And I have two Hyper Potions at my disposal.
Of course you do.
On those. And if you choose to do double battles, when it's all said and done, you will get Earthquake and Protect. If you do single battles, you will only get Earthquake.
And what's your badge?
My badge is the plushie badge.
What
and it
look
looks like?
Like
a little plush Flygon.
But that's not the one you... Never mind. We're not getting into it.
What? I mean, no, we get into it.
No,
she has plenty of time.
But Flygon wasn't the one that picked... Oh, yeah, no, I don't think we have time anymore. It was a dumb joke. It's a dumb joke. I made a dumb joke.
But now I don't want to know where it's going.
He was because
after the show.
Flygon wasn't the one that you picked in the...
I know.
Yeah. For the puzzle, so that's why he's throwing a fit.
Throwing a fit.
Well, that's because it's going with the ground type and the puzzle's the water type.
But Flygon flies. How's he ground type?
It's a flying dragon type.
But how's that ground?
I mean, ground dragon type.
Why would a ground dragon?
It has wings, but it's not a flying type.
All right, yeah. Don't look at me like that. I'm just kidding. Please forgive me.
Pokemon. It can't fly.
Because it evolves from Trapinch.
And Trapinch is adorable. It's a little termite.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
And it takes forever to evolve, but it's worth it.
Jesse? Or is that your gym's all completed?
Yeah, that's my gimmick, you know, and stuff.
Then, all right. So I had gym number 7, which was dark type.
Jesse, is yours as in-depth as that?
Not even close.
I think she blew us all out of the water with the effort she put into hers.
She absolutely did.
We're all now shamed, to be honest.
I'm so happy with mine.
To be fair, I'm probably the only one, other than the one video I sent to Jesse, that actually watched like a dozen of these other
She does.
Videos.
She watches a lot of them.
Because she did send a ghost type one to me that was really cool.
I sent you Spectre's, and I sent you Loxton's electric type one.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, they were both really, really cool. And yeah, they went that in depth with it too. At the very least, the ghost type one did. I don't remember if the electric one did or not. But,
it did.
But yeah, no, like they were really cool. But yeah, I didn't want to go that in depth. And I figured if I tried to make everybody else go that in depth, then no one would volunteer for the project.
So, and that's fine.
Yeah. So, right,
so you got dark.
So yeah, I got dark type.
Yeah.
Which I like dark type. It's cool. Let's see. My gym, it's only open at night. It is, basically it's a small building when you go up, small, unassuming building. In the story, you would have just left the cave. This would be this area of the game because every Pokemon game has to have a cave.
Yeah.
Filled with Zubat.
Zubat.
Yes. And Zubats. Zubats for days. And it even could be a cave maybe connected to Ace's mountain somehow. So there's some ice stuff going on.
Stay out of my swamp.
I don't know. But either way, yeah, there's a cave nearby. So yeah, it's a small kind of unassuming building, has gym on it. But when you walk in, it's dimly lit. It's only unlocked at night. At the other end of the room from the main entrance, there's nothing in this room except for, two staircases. One staircase is very brightly lit. The other staircase is pitch black. In between the two staircases is a sign that says, trust the darkness. So now the trainer has to choose if they want to go down the brightly lit staircase or the pitch black staircase. if they choose the pitch black staircase and they make it down 4 flights of stairs in pitch black darkness, they are rewarded with having to fight no other trainers. They go straight to the gym leader.
They just have to make sure they don't break their neck.
Yes. So yeah, if they go down the brightly lit staircase, they find a room pretty similar to the top floor. It's a kind of a spiral staircase that goes down. They find a room very similar to the top floor. Across the way, they see very similar situation. You got two staircases across the room, one brightly lit, the other one pitch black. So, as soon as you step into the room, a gym trainer comes out of the shadows to challenge you. They have an Eevee.
And rob you.
And rob you. Same time. they have an Eevee. If you beat the trainer tells you, don't trust the light. And then you move on. You have to make a decision.
You just gave me flashbacks to Young Justice. Everyone sees the light.
Oh, I'm so excited for the new season of that show. Anyway, all right, so now the trainer is left again with a choice, pitch black staircase or brightly lit staircase. If they take the pitch black staircase, they go down to the next floor. If they take the brightly lit staircase, a hole opens up at the top of the staircase and drops them into the cave. They have to then make their way back up out of the cave and up and around to the gym again to try and fight again.
Do they have to fight the first guy again?
Yes.
Ooh. Is there any Pokemon centers for them to heal?
I'm sure there's one in town.
Okay.
But yeah, so that you gotta make your way back up to the gym, and now you're underground, so you have to go up at least one level of the cave to make it back out. So hopefully you have an escape rope or some rappel to take care of all them Zubats. Alright. So, if you,
you could just have TM Freedom.
Which, if you beat Tanner's,
hopefully you have
trained.
If you're going in this order,
you will have beaten Tanner, and you could use. Hopefully, you have a Pokemon with freedom. All right,
just
so
step toe on out of there.
If you go back through and you decide now, you can walk around the hole and take the brightly lit staircase because you can see the hole now. So you walk around the hole and you take the brightly lit staircase. It'll also take you down to the next floor, just like the dark staircase will. You are challenged by another trainer that warns you again about trusting the light. If you choose the light again, the stairs flatten and it turns into a slide that ejects you into the bottom level of the cave.
Super fun happy slide?
Super fun happy slide. At this point, you have to make it up through 5 levels of a cave to be able to make it back around to the gym to challenge again.
So you have the water temple.
Kind of. It's just really annoying. Oh, and the trainer has a Sneasel. Sorry, I should have mentioned that.
Sneasel.
Trainer has a Sneasel. All right. And then, yeah, same thing. Darkly lit staircase. That one takes you down to the dimly lit room where you will find gym leader JK meditating in the darkness in the center. Once you fight me, my team is, the first one is a Zoroark. Then you have a Weavile and an Umbreon.
Ooh.
And Weavile and Umbreon, both for people that aren't too Poke familiar, only evolve at night from Sneasel and Eevee, which if you guys remember from the other ones. Yeah, anyway, if you win that one, you are awarded the Umbra Badge, which is basically, it's the circle from Umbreon. I said that. Yeah, I said Umbreon. That was the last one. And it is a level 45 Zoroark, level 48 Weavile, and level 50 Umbreon. And, it's basically the golden circle with the darkness in the middle. Yeah, that's the Umbra badge. And you get the TM Dark Pulse. And all the Pokemon obviously know the TM Dark Pulse, which basically hits you with darkness, could put you to sleep, does some damage. And that's the Dark Gym.
Well, this has been a hell of a journey. I want to thank you guys for listening.
Well, we got an eighth gym.
Okay, so I have the Ghost Gym, and I desperately wanted the Ghost Gym because horror is my thing. Like, other than Tanner, probably I'm the biggest horror fan here. And it took a lot to not go over the top with this, to just go completely out of the way and make it some gruesome, twisted, Shannon's ruining the concept of this idea. So I tried to keep it in context of Pokemon, but I probably went over just a little, but it was just a little, just a little. So Lindsay sent me a template of how to do this, and I pretty much just follow that template. So I'm going to read it like I've got it on there. So I've got it all written out. I'm just going to read what I wrote. It's going to be the quickest way to do it. I'll try to hurry through it because there's a lot of the look. The first thing she said was the look. So I'm going to read what I got. Nestled alone on a hill overlooking the city, which I maybe the same city one of you guys are in. And I named the mansion, I originally named the mansion after the main guy. But once I realized that the main guy should be me, I changed it. And instead I went with the name Aldridge Mansion for Ghostbusters, just to make Hunter mad. So the Aldridge Mansion is a creepy old building surrounded by a fog that never seems to dissipate. It's been kept in amazing shape by its lone, mysterious caretaker, but gives off an ominous vibe to anyone who dares approach. Inside is a preserved home of a wealthy family, though no one has lived in it for years. Inside the study is a lone painting of an old man, and it seems to be the only thing in the house other than furniture and cobwebs. So that's the look of it. Now, the story of it. Rumors have circulated for years that the Aldridge Mansion holds the elusive Remembrance Badge, but can only be attained by braving the tragic history of the mansion itself. Told through a series of haunted paintings, the trainer must enter each one and witness the tales of loss and sorrow that have befallen previous residents before facing their spirit and the ghost Pokemon that surround them. If they can defeat the ghosts of the past that stand in their way and find the courage to face life's dark side, they will eventually meet Shannon Young, which is me now, the last owner of the mansion and holder of the Remembrance Badge. Only by helping him free his spirit from his inner torment will he relinquish the badge to the trainer. Okay, so the gym itself, which again is a mansion. The door opens by itself as you approach it. Walking in and exploring the house turns up nothing, but there is a study with a painting of an old man. A young nameless caretaker appears and talks briefly about the history of the mansion and the rumors that it is haunted. He says it's all true, and the man of the painting is the original owner of the home who met a tragic end many years ago. He asks that you touch the painting if you want to find the badge you have traveled so far to find, but warns you that if you fail, you will be lost in the mansion with them forever. So that's the gimmick, is that this gym is kind of a rumor, because not a lot of people have gotten through it, and the trainers that go there unprepared disappear and become part of it, haunting it. So
you have an American Horror Story thing going on.
Kind of. So
not terrible.
Well, hold on.
It's not done yet.
The first painting. As you touch the painting, the world goes dark and the trainer becomes disoriented. He awakes to find himself in a room upstairs in the mansion and must watch as the old man sits at the bedside of his elderly wife. As he holds her hand and fights back his tears, she says goodbye to him and passes away. He tells the trainer how he watched the love of his life die slowly and painfully and lived out the rest of his days alone in the mansion until his loneliness killed him. He warns the trainer to never let his loneliness destroy him, and the first battle begins. The first opponent, his name is Lord Bowen Aldridge. I named this after Bob. His character was named Bowen. I just thought it would be interesting. I don't know. I needed a name. I did this in an hour, so forgive me. And his Pokemon are 3 Litwicks, 2 Lampents, and 1 Chandelure. Tried to go for a kind of a classy vibe because he's not that bad of a ghost. They're all ghosts, by the way.
And does he peek at you through a blind?
No. He's old, and he had a wife, so I don't know if that's mean or not. After you win, the caretaker returns after the battle and tells the trainer that the loss of love can destroy a person's very soul. The old man built the mansion for his beloved, but it became his prison when she died. He guides the trainer to the next painting, that of a lonely woman with golden locks sitting for a portrait with her 3 young children. Now, this is the second painting. After touching the it's kind of a Mario thing. You touch the painting and get transported there. After touching the second painting, the trainer finds himself in the living room of the mansion during a wake. There are 3 caskets, and sitting in the front row among the mourners is their mother, the blonde woman from the painting. The father's eulogy, father being the priest, the father's eulogy slows as time suddenly stands still, and the mother alone stands up and walks to her children's bodies. She tells the trainer that her children were mischievous and liked to hide from her in the grand mansion as a game. One day they hid so well that they became trapped, and she couldn't find them until it was too late. The ghostly woman looks up at the trainer with a wicked smile and says that she didn't look very hard because they were such a handful that she wished they would just go away. She never meant for them to die, and in grief she made herself, quote-unquote, like them, and now they can play forever. And the second battle begins. Her name is Ashley Aldridge, and she has 1 Ghastly, 1 Haunter, and 1 Gengar for the children.
Yes, she killed herself.
They don't say it. She becomes like them. This is Pokemon.
Well, the look on Dalton's face.
No, I get it. Like, no. The amount of therapy I'm going to need after this.
Yeah, Dalton is, well, there's a puddle forming underneath Dalton.
There's
time.
More.
No, not puddle. I feel despair.
There's more. When you win, the other mourners fade away, leaving the caretaker alone in his seat. He stands up and tells the trainer that Ashley moved in after her grandfather Bowen passed away so she could raise her children and bring laughter back to the lonely mansion. Her grief over losing her children drove her mad and warns that the best people can do terrible things. He leads the trainer to the third painting, a terrified man surrounded by ghostly figures with black eyes. And then we go to the third painting. The trainer is in the bedroom of the house where they find the man in the painting cowering in his bed. Laughter is heard throughout the room, and the man screams at it to go away. Figures flicker in and out of existence, taunting the man as he begs him to leave him be. He looks at the trainer and tells him that he's always been sick. The money he got from his inheritance gave him everything he ever wanted, but he was bored. His only pleasure came from inviting trainers to his mansion to battle for a badge that did not exist, and once trapped there, he watched them suffer and waste away to nothing. He didn't know they would never leave the mansion, and now they have come for revenge against his very soul. The figures materialize at once and attack the man as he screams in agony. Then the figures disappear, leaving the man as a ghastly shell of a human, and the third battle begins. His name's Joshua. I don't know why I came up with that name. It's Joshua. And he has two dust skulls, one drift loon, and a spirit tomb. The spirit tomb I like because it's supposed to be like the souls of a bunch of Pokemon or whatever. Yeah, anyway. I'm almost done, Dalton, I promise.
God, I feel like I need to start drinking.
He's visibly uncomfortable.
All right, so the caretaker returns after the battle and explains that this mansion has seen tragedy and vileness in all forms. He's only shown three paintings, but assures the trainer that there are dozens more. He commends them on seeing it through so far and says he only has one painting left to show. He leads them past various other paintings, some sad, some horrific, and to a wall with just one on it. It's a handsome young man with a painful smile. The caretaker pauses at the sight and asks the trainer to endure just one more story. So you touch the painting. This is the last painting, I promise. All right, the trainer is now outside the mansion in the backyard. There is a single gravestone, and the young man in the painting is standing next to it. He explains that he thought being a good person would give him pleasure. He worked hard his entire life, gave his money to those who needed it, and helped whoever he could. But no matter how much he helped, no matter how much he cared, the loneliness he felt in life was overwhelming. It was in his darkest time that he found a Pikachu. And though he never cared about becoming a Pokemon trainer, he became attached to it. They went everywhere together, and in that Pokemon he found the happiness and friendship that he'd always dreamed of. It was when his beloved Pikachu became sick that he realized all of the money in the world could not stop fate. This is where his Pikachu lies now, along with his desire to continue. But he says that in his darkest hour, he made a new friend. A Mimikyu appears next to him, because he looks like Pikachu. And the young man says that he knows it's not his best friend, but sometimes a lie is enough. The two disappear, and the caretaker appears again. His face is no longer hidden, because he was kind of shadowed, where you couldn't really tell who it was. And we see that it's the young man from the painting. Me. He explains that the Mimikyu taught him to speak to the ghosts of the mansion, and now he takes care of all of the lost souls trapped within. He hopes that those who seek him out have the strength in life that he did not. And then he asks the trainer if he's ready. And then it's the final battle. It's me. And me, I have a Sableye. And this is the part where I had a Giratina. Because Shannon
just bust out like the biggest, baddest ghost.
Shannon didn't know
that. Not even was ghost. Just, he just flat out busts out Pokemon Satan.
Yeah, so isn't it supposed to be the Pokemon Devil?
Yeah.
Effectively.
That or the Pokemon of antimatter.
Yeah, I saw that he was from another world where I'm like, oh, that's great. Let's do it. So instead, I replaced it with a Cofagrigus, something like that, which is basically a coffin that grabs you. That works. and a Mega Gengar. I got a Mega. After defeating Mega Gengar, Shannon congratulates the trainer and tells him to never give up that fighting spirit like he did. He says he wished he could have done the same before transforming into one last opponent. He turns into a Yamask, with the mask being his face. Because if you don't know Yamask, it's a Pokemon that holds a mask of the face of the person that he used to be. No? So you beat it, and the Yamask Pokemon disappears, and the mask falls to the ground. Mimikyu appears out of the shadows to collect the mask, gives the trainer the Remembrance Badge, and TM65, which is Shadow Slash, before fading away into nothingness with the mask.
And a sad ending to it. Well, also, Hunter's going to be part. Really upset.
It's a sad everything to it.
Yeah. One last part.
Oh, yay! Woo!
The trainer is then consumed by darkness and wakes back up in the mansion alone, save for the ghostly figure of Shannon, who smiles softly in the distance before disappearing. So it continues on and on for everyone that comes up there.
Yeah.
So that's my gym. That's the ghost gym. I got through that in record time.
Got through really quick.
I tried to hurry. Why is Hunter going to be mad?
Because I told him no Megas.
Yeah, because he wanted a Mega Mawile.
He did.
He's gym two though.
He's three.
Oh, yeah, but still, I feel like the last gym you can have a Mega.
We can make the justification.
Can I have a Mega through, Bulbasaur?
There's no such thing.
It doesn't exist.
Dum-dum.
But I'm a gym leader.
Throw it.
He threw his hat. he threw his hat.
You can make that the happens. Argument that if you do it like how I did, where it's you every Like, so Hunter's eighth, like, if the trainer comes with seven badges already, then yeah, then you can use your Mega Mawile.
There you go. There you go, Hunter.
But if you're coming at number three, no Mega.
I really
leave that Mega Stone behind.
I really love the Mario 64. I went with a Mario 64 vibe. I love the idea of paintings.
Yeah, no, like, I like that idea too. It was a really cool idea. Like, I like it.
What does your badge look like?
You know, I was trying to figure that out.
Giratina.
In my originally.
A ghost emoji.
Oh, that's terrible. It does a little dance.
No, it's just the Ghostbusters symbol.
It's a Snapchat logo.
With a Mimikyu in the middle.
There you go.
No, I thought it would be like a ribbon, but I didn't know if they've ever done a ribbon as a badge. I'm sure they have. Have they?
Not that I can think of.
It was either going to be a ribbon or like a silhouette of Pikachu or something, since that was what drove him to be so miserable.
I mean, could it be a badge with like a Pikachu silhouette?
Yeah, or like his tail or something. I don't know. Something sad.
Okay.
Something that'll break
you. Something that I remember. So like, other than like the first, I think too, like, didn't the later gyms all have just like a uniform shape? It was just like the design in them that changed.
As the generations went on, the newer ones have gotten a little more streamlined.
But this is our own gym, though. Well, yeah, so we can really go crazy with it.
I didn't know that was something that we...
Yeah, like definitely if you compare Kanto to like Unova's badges, there's a huge difference.
We're more on the Kanto side.
I avoided the gore and just flat out like bloodshed that I wanted to put in originally. And I went for more of a ghost story.
So instead you just went with like, well, they all died. It's just not as violent. Like,
everybody died. Everybody's dead. That's always.
Whenever you're like, oh, but it's not going to be terrible. And like, you're like, oh, well, we'll see. It's like, oh, so does it say just like, oh, spoiler alert, you win. Just like in the middle, like just halfway through.
Like American Horror Story.
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
Spoiler alert, they're dead. You win the badge. Here you go. Get out of here.
But you still have to sit through this 7-hour thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's I went for the ghost story.
Rather than puzzles, I wanted a ghost story. A
yeah, mine is heavy on story, and then there's battles because I'm not good with puzzles.
I mean, I just in general, I like that. I like that gimmick.
Yeah, it's like I feel like if you're playing a Pokemon game, something they've never done is just be really heavy on the story like that. So you go through all these other gyms and you do it through puzzles and there's puzzles and you know, you're trying to outsmart things and do that. And then you get to this one and it's so straightforward of just beat the trainer, go to the next painting, beat the trainer, go to the next painting. But it's the story of what you see. And I kind of got inspiration from, Valkyrie Profile on the original PlayStation, where the point of the game was you were a Valkyrie and you watched the last moments of someone's life and then you recruited them to fight with you in Valhalla. Yeah. And I thought that was a cool thing. So I mixed that with Mario and came up with my own thing. So
I want to make a change to mine. Because mine didn't have a puzzle in it. Like, the gym, it was just the museum with the back room.
Oh, please tell me you're not going to do a sliding floor puzzle.
Like a Night of the Museum type thing.
No, not at all. I actually refused to do that, like, as soon as I got ice. So because your trainer goes up and helps the leader beat Team Rocket, you just get, like, the pass into the thing. To make it into the actual gym room, you have to take something from the top of the mountain. So you actually have to go, you actually have to climb the mountain. Like, there's no battles or anything. It's just because
you have to actually
I want you to actually go out and kind of... Look at all these ice Pokemon. Look how great ice Pokemon can be. And then when you get up to the top, there's like a ticket or voucher or something that's what lets you
I didn't think there's just a ticket thing. Awesome. You just pull a ticket and walk back down. You're like, this is it.
And then there's like a ski lift that can carry you back down.
Why don't you do like an Indiana Jones style thing and there's three items and you have to pick the right one. If you pick the wrong one, the boulder chases you.
I actually did forget to mention an important part of my gym.
You get chased by an Obama snow.
The first time you take the brightly lit staircase at the top of the floor, the dark one that goes straight to the bottom closes.
Oh, so you only get to try it the one time?
Yeah. So basically, if you decide, because the other ones, you have to go back to the top again. That way you can't just get to the top and like, oh I should probably just go down. Yeah. And you don't just get the instant pass. Yeah. Like once you pass that one up, that you passed it up, that's done.
So that's our gyms.
Yeah.
I'd play that game.
Pokezilla 85.
And now I'm going to be disappointed in Sun Moon because there's just no gyms.
No ghosts either.
Well, supposedly you're supposed to be helping to set up a gym system.
I don't care about that.
So it's not going to make really adorable.
It's not
going to
make cool Ice Mountain.
And then
there's going to be Ice Type. There's going to be an Ice Vulpix.
Yeah. I'm not going to get that one, though. I get Sandshrew, though.
Is there an Ice Meowth?
No.
No, there's just...
It's just the dark, sassy mouth.
Pudgy, sassy meow.
It's Garfield meow.
That's a dark
meow.
Sassy.
It's the Persian. Its head's just like a perfect
that dork
circle.
That you'd be amazed to see what I could fit inside my meow. Come
Billy,
with me.
Billy knows all about the new Pokemon, don't you, Billy?
Hey, Billy, come over here real quick and give us a one-word review of Pokemon.
Upcoming.
Awesome.
You heard it here first, folks. First review.
Oh, great. We're getting shut down now.
That was fantastic.
We have another lawsuit. Why do they call me Mr. 100?
100 lawsuits.
There you go. All right. Aww. That's the show for tonight. And we want to thank you guys for listening to Pokemon Month here. Wait, on.
Really quick, which game are you getting tomorrow? Like, who's getting Sun, who's getting Moon?
I'm getting Moon.
I'm getting Moon.
You're getting Moon. Jesse's getting Moon.
I'm getting Sun, but I don't have anything to play it on yet, so I won't get it yet.
All right.
You can play it on my system while I'm at work.
Maybe.
I almost said, why don't you just use one of the store 3DSs and put it on your profile? Oh, wait. Thanks, Nintendo.
So I'm the only one playing Sun.
No, I'm getting Sun.
Well, yeah, but I'm the only one that can start playing it off the bat.
Also, I want to say that this is the last episode for Pokemon Month because
we're off on Thanksgiving.
We're off on Thanksgiving, so
it makes sense. It's
even though I have to work on Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Stupid corporate America.
Yeah, them guys.
Pro tip, if you do, for whatever reason, go out shopping on Thanksgiving Day, there is a phrase you are not allowed to use.
Oh, I'm sorry
you have to work today. Well, if you didn't come in and shop, I wouldn't have to.
Yep. Don't go, Asa.
You don't get to say that to people.
My only saving grace is I'm hoping it'll be dead and I'll get paid time and a half to do nothing.
Also, don't go shopping on Thanksgiving.
Also that.
Like, just don't. Like, we're not going to do a Black Friday show. We did one of those last year.
Yep,
I believe.
I was on it. Yeah.
And we encourage you not to do it. Well, we're encouraging you again. Don't do it. Just like, don't go out and buy a Nintendo Classic Mini for $300.
Head out on Small Business Saturday.
Yes, and support local businesses.
Yeah.
Don't go to terrible corporate entities and spend your money on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, and if you want to go out on Black Friday, like, I'm okay with Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Black Friday at all.
But like, do not go out shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
It's the fact that I'm going to have to rush my Thanksgiving dinner in the morning so that I can be to work by 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Don't go shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
So, don't do it. We asked you not to vote for Trump. You did that. We're asking you now not to go shopping. You're
going to
do that anyway.
Which means they're going to.
Yeah, you're going to do it anyway. But it's fine. We still love you. We love all of our listeners.
Let's do it. Go shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
Go shopping on Thanksgiving and don't protest.
Yeah.
And don't tip your servers. What else we got?
Don't shop at local game stores.
Nintendo, make 4 amiibos.
Nintendo, I think the streets are running red with the blood of the Classic Mini. Slow down production a little.
There's just too many.
There's just too many.
Is that picture of the guy with the limes?
He's just holding.
I can't hold all these Nintendo Minis.
All right, that's it for us. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed the gym challenge. We'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up. With a probably quick review of Pokemon, I assume.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Pokemon.
We'll talk about some things on there. And then Tuesday, Mr. 100, the 5-Star Man. Wednesday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. No Tanner Thursday next week because we are off for Thanksgiving. And then we'll start fresh again. Thank you guys for listening. We had a great time. And Lindsay, since you're the Pokemon Trainer Master, take us out.
Pikachu.
Fuck.